Hello and welcome to the latest Weikert Relocation Resources podcast. This is a quick and informative discussion of current employee relocation trends. My name is Tim McCarney, Manager of Marketing Communications for Weikert Relocation Resources, and today we have with us Jennifer Canal, and she is Weikert's Manager of Consulting Services. Jen, thank you. How are you doing today, Jen?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Excellent, excellent. Jen's kind of like the relocation nomad. She's always traveling to meet with clients and prospects and speaking at industry events to promote better policies. She was at ERC's Global Symposium a couple weeks ago in New Jersey last week, heading up. Where are you going today? You're going to Canada this week?
I am. Looking forward to it, to meet with one of our current clients regarding their program.
Excellent. And today she's with us in the elegant and well-appointed marketing communications studios to record our latest podcast, and the topic today is lump sums. Getting into this right away, Jen, have you seen more companies looking to add lump sums to their programs, or these days are they kind of moving away from them?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am seeing more companies that are either using their existing lump sums more often in lieu of traditional relocation benefits, and I'm also seeing companies that are interested in adding a lump sum feature to their existing program. This is a very important topic because we're hearing more companies asking about lump sums than ever before as a way of modifying their program. Companies are continuously asking about what should be included in a lump sum and what amount should be provided to their employees. I find it interesting, though, that companies have a good idea about which group of employees will get the lump sum, whether it be new hires, existing renters, or even a specific level of employee.
So what do you think, from what you see, is fueling this an increased use of lump sums?
Oh, without a doubt, cost savings is the number one reason. When companies ask us about lump sums with a specific employee group in mind, that tells me right away that they've already been thinking about this and they know where they want to shave their costs. In fact, it's not uncommon to see different types of lump sum programs under one overall program, such as a company that might be using a total lump sum for one group of employees, lump sum with household goods for another group of employees. And this is in addition to the full relocation benefits package that they'll provide to higher levels of employees.
Well, lump sums sometimes get a bad rap among relocation benefits. But in these economic times when companies have an increased focus on the bottom line, and they can't possibly be all that bad, or can they?
Well, I've always been a big supporter of lump sum programs when they are focused on the right group of employees for that industry and reflecting the company's culture and objectives. Sure, they can be easier to administer, and depending on the calculation formula, can help HR to forecast budgets, but they're not always the answer for every organization. The reason is that there's another important trend to consider that's ongoing, and that's the fact that relocation programs are continuing to evolve to support global talent management. And while cost-cutting may be top of mind right now, the program should always reflect the company's efforts to recruit and retain the right people and always be flexible enough to support the skilled employees and talent that will in turn really facilitate the future growth of the company.
So what are some of the things that you look for in a policy that raise red flags?
Oh, for one, executive-level employees receiving a lump sum to cover certain benefits. We continue to find that at this level, these employees, they have more complicated needs, and they don't always have the time or, to be honest, the desire to spend the lump sum benefit on their own. Typically, lump sums work great for lower-level employees, renters or college new hires that don't have complex needs or a lot of issues to deal with in selling a home, for instance. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, I'll see a policy that includes the final move in the lump sum goods as well. And this is something that, in addition to the household goods cost, is not taxable. Since the majority of companies tax assist the lump sum, this is a cost savings that is lost to the company. So I understand that it may seem like a small amount or a small savings. However, if you take that amount and multiply it over the overall number of employees moving, and this could be worth a second look.
All right, so here's a question. All right, now hold on to your hat now. Here's a question. I'm sure you've never been asked this question before. This is a brand new one, I'm sure, for you. What is the typical lump sum amount these days?
Oh, yes, the million-dollar question.
Exactly.
And no, the amount is not $1 million. The question that I'm asked the most – this is definitely the question that I'm asked the most often when it comes to lump sums. And, what is the average amount, for instance? And unfortunately, the answer, it's never simple. Surveys don't go into a lot of detail around lump sums because they tend to be the most fluid part of the relocation program. In fact, the fact that companies define lump sums, they define it differently, drives this challenge even further. I see policies that in which the lump sum covers only house hunting and temporary living, for instance, and then I'll see others that cover house hunting, temporary living, and final move. And I'll see others that state that the lump sum is intended to cover all expenses related to the move, except household goods. So in addition to that, you know, while it's not common, occasionally I will still see policies that will use the terms lump sum and miscellaneous allowance interchangeably. And I'll get questions regarding what the standard amount is for a specific level of employees. Companies will define employee levels differently among industries. A manager in one company or industry may be considered a director in another one. So you can see all the different, the myriad of different definitions and what's included, right, what's not included. And unfortunately, without data that supports a standard definition and an application of lump sums across the board, it's nearly impossible to report what the standard amount really is. So when it comes to figuring out the right amount, there are three basic options. You're looking at a fixed amount or a flat amount, either way of putting it, or a more precise amount based on historical cost data that's applied to the transferee's specific situation, and sometimes using the data of an external provider that specializes in this information. And lastly, there's kind of a middle ground, a somewhat basic formula that accounts for two or three variables. They typically include family size and distance.
Okay, so if I'm a corporate relo manager and I'm trying to figure out the right calculation and amounts, what would I do? What would you suggest I do?
Let's see. Well, first of all, I would focus on the specific group of employees that you're considering for this approach. And next, I would look at the historical cost data among this group and what benefits can be standardized. For example, is it expected that all of these employees will need house hunting and temporary living? Those may be the benefits that could be included in the lump sum amount. And finally, it's always important to remain somewhat flexible if the employee group is made up of varying types. For instance, if it's for a certain employee level, does it include both homeowners and renters, singles and families? This is where the basic formula that I mentioned earlier may be helpful.
Okay. Well, lump sums, as we know, have been around basically almost since Truman was in office. But I'm certainly not suggesting that you've been around as long as that. But in your experience, is there a difference between today's lump sums, the lump sums that you're seeing today, and the quote unquote lump sum of yesteryear?
Well, I can't speak for the very first lump sum that ever came about.
All right.
But I did mention earlier that I am seeing more companies that are becoming more targeted in their lump sum programs regarding who gets one, and even considering, you know, two different lump sum packages. Not too dissimilar from tiering home sale programs, kind of seeing the same approach applied to both areas of policies and programs. Besides that, I'm also seeing a difference in the way that lump sums are administered. Instead of issuing the allowance and letting the employee do all of the homework, companies are looking at resources and guidance that will allow employees to make the right decisions and spend the allowance resourcefully. This is particularly important with new hires and renters that may be going through their first relocation. Sometimes these employees tend to need the most more guidance than the ones that have been through the process before.
Right.
So considering rental assistance that is customized to the needs of lump sum programs is important. There's so many online tools now that are available to employees so that they can narrow down the communities as well as the properties that best are most suitable for their needs, and in some cases offer pre-qualified apartment listings.
All right, well, as a final question, just to kind of bring this to a close, would you have any parting advice for companies that offer lump sums to their relocating employees?
Oh, yes. This has always been my advice, and that's to evaluate and reevaluate and reevaluate on a regular basis. There are some areas of policies that don't need to be scrutinized every year. However, with lump sum amounts, methodology, and overall employee satisfaction, these are areas that should be looked at to make sure that the lump sum is really providing enough assistance to facilitate a successful move, or to even gauge whether or not they're too generous. And this can be done, a good way to do this is by analyzing exception reports as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's basically everything you would ever want to know about lump sums and might have been afraid to ask in one convenient podcast. So thank you very much, Jen. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. And for those of you listening, once again, she's Jen Canal, Manager of Consulting Services at Weigert Relocation Resources. I'm Tim McCarney, Manager of Marketing Communications, and we thank you for listening and hope you'll join us again for future podcasts.